Good afternoon. I'm Elizabeth Cook, and this is your Picks Now update. We begin with breaking news right now out of Oakland, where reports of a stabbing have closed the Fruitvale BART station. Right now, no trains are stopping at that station as BART police are searching right now for a male suspect in a stabbing on a train arriving at the station this afternoon. Chopper 5 was over the scene as cops assessed the area and as passengers were not permitted from going inside. We'll continue to follow this breaking story and bring you the very latest as it develops. And more breaking news, special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation has concluded. The long-awaited and confidential report is now in the hands of Attorney General William Barr. Barr says he may send Congress a summary of Mueller's findings by this weekend. The public will not know the contents of the report immediately, if at all. A senior Justice Department official tells CBS News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. In the meantime, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted this response following the announcement saying, quote, "The next steps are up to Attorney General Barr, and we look forward to the process taking its course." The White House has not received or been briefed on the special counsel's report. Meanwhile, President Trump, who's currently in Florida, has repeatedly blasted the investigation, calling it a witch hunt. During the nearly two-year probe, Mueller has charged six of the president's associates with crimes ranging from lying to the FBI to tax evasion. Mueller also indicted 25 Russian nationals on charges related to hacking or disseminating false information. We will continue to follow this story on our website, kpix.com, and on our newscast tonight at 10 and 11. Back here in the Bay Area, a soggy start to the weekend. You can see it's gloomy and rainy pretty much everywhere right now. But Paul's in the Weather Center tracking a break in the rain for us, Paul.
Well, yes, we'll get that break over the weekend, but more rain than not over the next couple days. Let's get right to the radar, and I'll show you what's happening with it because we are soggy right now. But all of this, thankfully, will move out in time for the weekend. But what a mess of an evening commute courtesy of this rainfall. Steady soaking rain. San Francisco, Oakland, Tri-Valley, Concord, Martinez, Vallejo, and Santa Rosa. We'll zoom into the I-80 corridor, which is wet from Oakland all the way out to Richmond, El Cerrito, Vallejo, out to Fairfield, almost all the way to Davis. So we are soggy on a Friday. Temperatures only in the 50s. These are running 10 or 12 degrees cooler than where we should be for this time of year. Livermore, 56. Santa Rosa, only 53. Concord, 58. And San Jose, 57. Let's talk about this round of rainfall, which will still be with us at 8 o'clock tonight. But watch overnight tonight. The rain clears before sunrise tomorrow. We'll start the day off partly sunny and finish the day mostly sunny. So increasing sunshine with no rain on Saturday. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s tonight. Oakland, 49. San Jose, 48. 60s tomorrow. With that afternoon sunshine, still below average, but pleasant. Fremont, 62. San Francisco, 58. Santa Rosa, 63. The extended forecast, just when you think after a couple sunny weekend days, we're turning the corner again. Mother Nature slams that door shut. We have a storm moving in Monday morning, lingering showers on Tuesday, another storm on Wednesday with some lingering showers on Thursday. So next week will continue to be cool and unsettled. That is your Picks Now forecast.
All right, Paul, thank you. New details now on Boeing and their MAX jets. CBS News has learned the company is being subpoenaed by the Department of Justice's fraud unit. The DOJ is requiring the company retain documents, records, and data related to the Boeing MAX 8's approval process. The MAX 8 fleet has been grounded for more than a week as investigators try to determine what led to two deadly crashes.
Our entire team stands behind the quality and the safety of the aircraft we design, produce, and support.
Boeing says it is making changes to its software. The company also announcing it would now make standard an indicator light that warns pilots of a sensor malfunction, which could cause its anti-stall system to activate unnecessarily. This indicator light was not installed on the Lion Air plane or the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed last week. Governor Gavin Newsom wants to take immediate action to help prevent more wildfires in California. Today, the governor declared a state of emergency and also waived some environmental regulations in order to expedite nearly three dozen local forest management projects to protect communities.
This is simply about looking at that WUI, that wildland-urban interface, where 2.2 million homes reside in that interface, and being very strategic about communities that are most vulnerable.
This is just the latest move by the state to try and tackle the wildfire issue after back-to-back years of deadly wildfires, which have killed more than 100 people and burned nearly 2 million acres. The projects are expected to cost $35 million, which will come from forest management funds. Take a live look right now at the Golden Gate Bridge, where it will cost drivers a little more to cross the iconic span. The bridge district approved a proposal to raise tolls close to $10 over the next 5 years. The changes will start July 1st. The toll will be raised 25 to 30 cents every year for 5 years. Drivers using Fast Track would still see a $1 discount on the toll. The board says the increase is needed to make up a $75 million budget shortfall, as well as expand services like buying new ferries. A peninsula problem spot for commuters is being fixed. The VTA, Caltrans, and the city of Sunnyvale breaking ground today on a $42 million in improvements to tame what's dubbed the Matilda Monster, the spot where 237 and 101 meet.
Well, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to eliminate all the traffic congestion that exists on this pretty complicated interchange where we have two freeways and several major roads coming together at the same place.
Among the improvements, widening a stretch of Matilda, new signals on the 101 ramps, and added bike and pedestrian lanes. Today's gray skies and rain, the perfect weather for the Coast Guard to test its readiness for rescues. A Sausalito-based crew taking us aboard its specially designed patrol boat, capably righting itself if it's capsized in heavy seas.
So they come out here whenever they get the chance, when there is heavy weather, when there is surf, to train, because when things go wrong and people wind up in distress, that's when the training needs to kick in.
The crew says it's seen 20 to 22 foot swells this year already, and their boats are equipped to take seas up to 30 feet. Take a look at this. Those are garbage bags stuffed with marijuana. The CHP says a truck filled with the bags was traveling down 880 in Oakland yesterday when they started losing part of their load. Officers followed the trail of pot for at least a mile until they found the truck and pulled it over. The CHP tweeted out these photos with a lighthearted caption that said, quote, "Roses are red, violets are blue, you spilled weed, your spilled weed is green, and we have a citation just for you." Meanwhile, at the Coliseum, the A's are gearing up for the upcoming season. The team gave KPIX5 a sneak peek at all the new amenities fans can expect this season, from comfortable lounge seats to new food vendors. One thing the organization is most proud of is staying committed to the city of Oakland.
As an Oakland resident myself, I enjoy the great food scene we have here, and I think bringing Brown Sugar Kitchen in now and hopefully more in the future is just being authentic and being true to our roots.
The A's home opener is next Thursday, where they will take on the Angels. Game time is at 1:07 in the afternoon. And remember, you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.